Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is May the 9th, 2017. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 140 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be talking about Had Better. Had Better is used when we want to give strong advice or tell people what to do, including ourselves. Had better is quite tricky because it functions pretty much as a modal verb. So let me give you one example here and then I'm going to move on and talk about some of the forms that are used with had better. And I'm also going to make a few comments about the meaning of had better. So the first example here is, you better turn that music down before your dad gets angry. So you'd better, it's the abbreviated form of you had better. So here we are abbreviating had, and we're using basically the infinitive without to after better. So you'd better turn that music down before your dad gets angry. Or another example here, it's 7 o'clock, I'd better put the meat in the oven. I'd better put the meat in the oven. So in this case here, basically, had better means it would be better to do that right now. By the way, I'm grabbing these examples from Michael Swann Practical English Usage by Oxford University Press. This is the new edition. Another example here, how to use had better is, you'd better help me. If you don't, there will be trouble. So, you'd better help me. If you don't, there will be trouble. Meaning, this is a kind of threat. It kind of suggests a threat. It's not used in polite requests, though. So, in a polite request, you would probably use something like, could you help me? If you've got time, or could you help me, otherwise I'll be in trouble. So you'd better help me is a more direct way to refer to the immediate future, as if this is a kind of urgent thing. And it's more urgent than when you use should or ought to. So for instance, I really ought to go and see Fred one of these days. If you say, well, you'd better do it soon, he's leaving for South Africa at the end of the month, that shows that this is really more urgent than when you use ought to or even should. And had better does not usually suggest that the action recommended would be better than another one that is being considered. There is no idea of comparison. The structure basically means, as I said before, it would be better to do that. It's a good idea to do that. To give you some more insights about the forms that we can have with better, in British English, sometimes better can come before had when you want to emphasize some action. For example, if someone tells you, I promise I'll pay you back, you can reply by saying, you better had. So here I'm inverting. You could say, you'd better do that. So you had better do that. Or you could say, you better had. So I promise I'll pay you back, one person says. And then you reply by saying, you better had. We normally make the negative with had better not plus infinitive. That means you'd better not wake me up when you come in, and not you hadn't better wake me up. It's that's possible actually, but it's not very usual. So normally we use the negative or not basically after better and before the infinitive. So you'd better not wake me up when you come in. It's possible also to ask negative questions or to use the negative form in interrogatives or in questions. Hadn't we better tell him the truth? So it's almost like saying, shouldn't we tell him the truth? But it's, again, it's a more urgent. The idea, it's a bit more urgent than when you use should. You can also use short answers. For example, shall I put my clothes away? You'd better. The reply, you'd better, would simply mean, yes, you should, or yes, that's a good idea. Yeah. Or another example here is, he says he won't tell anybody, he'd better not. Yes. Or he really shouldn't. One final thing here is that in informal speech, had can be dropped. So you could say simply better, like you better go now, or I better try again later. This is partly, I would say, because in if you think about pronunciation, when you speak fast, probably that D will disappear, and then in informal language, it's acceptable to say better without the D sound. Yeah. So again, you better go now, or I better try again later. So this is it for today. I hope you are all learning something. And I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list and subscribe by email. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher Radio or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. Thank you very much, and this is it for today. See you next time.